About 550 people who say they were abused by Catholic clergy filed claims last week in the ongoing case of the Milwaukee Archdiocese attempting to receive bankruptcy protections. A federal bankruptcy judge ordered Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki to encourage people to file claims. But now the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says church lawyers will ask the judge tomorrow to have 95% of the claims thrown out. That disturbs Arthur Budzinski, who says he was abused as a child by a priest at a school for the deaf. Budzinski's daughter, Gigi, spoke for her father.
It's almost like Archbishop Listecki lied. And he's breaking the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie.
SNAP Midwest Director Peter Isley says there have been 8 other Catholic Church bankruptcy cases around the U.S. during the ongoing clergy abuse controversy. He says no other diocese has been as aggressive as Milwaukee's in trying to reduce the number of claims.
And what makes it particularly painful and difficult and hurtful is that it's being done after 9 months of proclaiming constantly that we want all victim survivors to come forward.
An archdiocese spokeswoman declined to be interviewed, but in a written statement says it's up to the court to decide which claimants are eligible for financial compensation. The archdiocese also says it's proposing a therapy fund to help abuse survivors, whether or not their claims are denied. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.